You had me at hello. Hello, babies. Ooh, y'all, I don't know how I'm feeling today. I don't know if I am feeling happy or if I'm feeling sad. And y'all will notice that today's episode is recorded a little bit late, only about an hour or two. But I have, in a sense, been postponing or dragging out this episode because I knew that today's episode, episode 15, is the final episode of the podcast, y'all. It's the final episode, well, at least of season one. Y'all gonna hear me again. But it's the final episode of season one. We have been doing this now for 15 weeks, 15 episodes, including today. And I am so eternally grateful to everybody who has listened, whether it's only been one or two episodes. I've been so grateful for Auntie Licious a few weeks ago. I have just the amount of love that has come through with Tea Time with Effie. Podcast has been amazing. Everybody, like, even like when I've been in public with my peers and people like that, they will be like, oh, here's Effie, congratulations with your podcast, how's it going? And even been called Miss Gay International because of the podcast. And I am filled with so much love and so much. I'm running out of words. Like, I don't really know what to say, but I am just so grateful, but at the same time sad, as I said, that today is the last episode. But I'm trusting and I'm believing that it will not be the very last. Like I said, we will be returning with season two in 2021. It's either going to be towards the end of January or mid-February. But we are definitely going to continue with season two. And so much is in store. Baby, I'm going to bring back Auntie Licious. And I've got ideas of so many other people. Guest hosts. To appear on Tea Time with Effie and tackle some topics that we haven't really spoken about in this season. Becoming a little bit more, allowing the podcast to grow and expand on the topics. We're gonna be getting nasty. We're gonna be talking about Tea Time After Dark. It's a special that I started on Big O Live as well as Facebook. We're going to dive into that. And just so much fun. But y'all watch the space. We're going to have us a good old time with season two. But let us get back to the episode at hand. It is episode 15. And this is my first official book review series. I'm putting my, the things that I've learned while doing linguistics at university, I'm putting that knowledge or those techniques to use. And we are ending off this podcast with a book review of a new book that was recently released by the beautiful Miss Barbara Kingsley, somebody that I have had the honor and privilege to meet probably like a few months ago. We met for the first time face to face at a show that I performed with a few other queens in Cape Town, and she had released a book entitled I Am Human. Don't y'all think that's just such a beautiful title? Like, just to me, that screams out, you know what? No matter what you think of me, no matter what perception you have of me, I remain human. And it resonates with me so much because, especially being a member of the LGBT community, we are stuck with a lot of ridicule throughout our lives, whether we are gay, lesbian, transgender, or any part of the LGBT community. Not only LGBT, I mean, y'all know I was talking about people being, in past episodes, people being ridiculed for being overweight, being underweight, not looking the way somebody, I don't know, like, people are just nasty out there. But something that we can say to them is, you might have an opinion about me, you might ridicule me in some type of way, but I remain human. So without further ado, let's dive straight into this episode. And y'all know how we start every week's episode. Whether you're laying on your bed listening to me in your earphones, or you might even be in your car, driving around having Effie on the stereo. Or you might even be in a grocery or liquor store, doing your weekly or monthly shopping. Thank you so much for tuning into Tea Time with Effie. And without further ado, let's dive right into this episode, entitled Reviewing of I Am Human by Barbara Kingsley. Now, let's start off with the theme of the book. The theme that Barbara opens the book up with is that of where she says, it is stigma that is the real disease. Now, y'all who are not familiar with Barbara Kingsley might wonder, why would Miss Kingsley go with this theme of it is the stigma that is the real disease? Barbara Kingsley is a HIV positive individual, and she has become a pillar of hope for so many positively tested people out there, and even for people who are not tested positively with HIV. She avails herself. She's always willing to help, and, you know, lend an ear if you need to speak to her about anything. She is just overall a beacon of hope for so many people out there. And I have been lucky enough to be introduced to her, and for that, I want to say thank you to you, Barbara, because you are just like, you know, the stigma of that people have towards the LGBT community. There's also various other stigmas, especially like when we look at that of the HIV AIDS virus. And like she says, it is the stigma that is the real disease. She dives into many topics in this book, and she is really open about what has happened to her. But the theme, definitely, it resurfaces all throughout the book, making it known that it is not the disease that are killing people out there who might have tested positively to that of HIV. It is the stigma that people still have about this disease. Never mind the fact that there are ARVs, PrEP, and all different medications out there to allow people who are living with this disease to live a full life. Unfortunately, the stigma that is associated with that of HIV and AIDS really is—it's still a stumbling block in this world where relationships might fall apart because the partner might not feel like they are strong enough or able or whatever the case may be to, in brackets, put up with somebody who is HIV positive. People are still scared. People are still scared. But let's dive straight in. So Barbara tells us about when she was diagnosed. When she was first diagnosed, many, many years ago. And I'm not trying to give away her age or anything, but quite a few years ago. And that was around the time that ARVs was not really something that was really common. So when people would be, would test positive for this, the future seemed very grim. And unfortunately, in Barbara's case, she had to do multiple tests, y'all, because the test just kept on returning as being inconclusive constantly. If I remember correctly, over 5 times she went to go and test herself, inconclusive result. And you think to yourself, especially in this day and age, like, what does that tell me? What does that tell me? Do I have it or do I not have it? It's already, it takes a lot of strength for anybody to have themselves tested for that of HIV. But having to do it multiple times and getting a result which practically says, maybe you got it, maybe you don't. Can y'all just imagine how difficult that must be for somebody to have to go through that over and over again? Because even if I think about myself, if it was me and I got it for 2 times, they then told me FEO test is inconclusive, I would be like, you know what? Then just leave it. Just leave it. I ain't got time to be doing this test over and over and over again. That's just me. I'm just being real with y'all. But Barbara continued until, unfortunately, she got the news that she was positive. And from that moment on, you guys, I'm not trying to read the book to y'all. Like I said, this is just a review of the book. But from that moment on, Barbara had the choice of either wallowing in her sorrows or, you know, tackling this virus one step at a time. Luckily, at the time when she found out about her status, she had a partner, she had a family and friends that supported her, both from near or far. And she at least had people to talk to. Now, many people out there don't have that luxury of, you know, I can go to my mama or I can go to my friend or go to somebody to talk to. Because first of all, getting back to what I said early on, it takes a lot of strength to get yourself tested. And more so, it takes a lot of strength to admit to somebody that you have tested positive because of the stigma that is associated with that of HIV. Barbara continues to say that she, after she had been diagnosed, she started researching the disease, finding so much information. She wanted to know everything. She wanted to know how long do I have? Is there any medication out there? What can I do? All these things. She felt like she had to educate herself. And I take my hat off to her. Because like I say, she had an option to either wallow in sorrow or educate herself and you know, try and fight this disease with the will that she has inside of her, so that She can still walk in her truth and remain the strong individual that she is. She continues to say that the stigma that she received from medical staff, different doctors, placing her into a box, treating her differently, not giving any reassurance, giving cold, responding to her in cold demeanors, when she, you know, went for her tests, you know, her blood tests and things like that to check the CD4 counts and things. It was, she continues that just the way that those individuals responded or acted around her was really disheartening. And it was breaking her spirit, in a sense, breaking her spirit, because it's like they had a type of mentality that, you know what, there's nothing that we can do for you, Miss Kingsley. You know what I'm saying? That is the mentality that they had. They were just like, you know what, ultimately, this is what is going to happen to you. The sooner you get to terms with them, the better for you, and then you are able to live your life until that unfortunate events happen. And y'all probably wondering, Effie, what you're talking about? I'm talking about death. They had this stigma that, you know what, this person, and not only Barbara, I can imagine that it was with many other people who were you know, diagnosed at that time. There's nothing that we can do for you. Why are you wasting our time? That type of attitude. And when I read that part of the book, I broke down. I was like, this is terrible. This is terrible. Like, why? Now, I understand this is an old virus. This virus has been around for longer than I am even born. But I would have thought that at least, you know, these medical staff would, how do I say, would be trained to deal with people with such diseases. And not only HIV, I mean, if you think about it, stage 4 cancer, coronavirus that's out at the moment, those types of diseases, where when people, you know, get infected, you're like, oh my goodness, what's going to happen? Are they going to make it? Are they not going to make it? Why in those times was these medical professionals not, was these medical professionals not trained, or this is me going off of assumptions, not trained to handle these people in a way that would help comfort and help console them? Y'all know what I'm saying? Y'all know what I'm saying? It doesn't take much to reach out a hand or hug somebody and just be like, you know what, it's going to be okay. If you feel you need to cry, if you feel you need somebody to talk to, call on me and I'll be here. Y'all know what I'm saying? That sense of humility is something that Barbara did not receive at the start of her diagnosis. And it broke my heart. It broke my spirit, because I just kept on thinking to myself, Effie, what if this was you? This would have broken me to the point of not no return, but I would have had the mentality of, if I cannot even speak to my physician, if I cannot even speak to my doctor, if nurses are treating me this way, how am I going to open up to anybody else about this? How would I tell my mama? How would I tell my friends? I mean, medical professionals out there. Like, do y'all know what I'm saying? I'm not trying to dive into this too much and take away from the book, but y'all know the There's a method to my madness in this podcast on Tea Time with Effie. So let's move a little bit more further in this review series. Barbara gives a detailed account of the symptoms she had before eventually starting the ARV treatment and the healing that those ARV pills brought her. Now, I'm not going to go into all the symptoms that she had, but best believe that in this book, Barbara tells you everything that she had gone through. Whether it was symptoms that affected her body physically, whether it was the way that she chose to respond, in a sense of denial or trying to stray away and, you know, trying everything in her power. I mean, even going holistic routes of fighting this disease. She really, she really spills the tea on everything that had happened to her. And through all of this, Barbara was able, now babies, listen to this, being diagnosed with HIV, struggling with all these symptoms, eventually starting to heal once she, started the ARV treatment. Through all of this, Barbara was able to complete multiple marathons, even making it to do the Comrades Marathon. And this shows that her willingness to succeed was not halted due to the fact that she had been diagnosed as an HIV positive individual. Now, I just want to stop on that point. Y'all know it's very difficult out there for anybody. You know, we are so used to things going our way, and we trust and we believe and we manifest and we pray. Lord, let this happen for me. The universe, I need this to happen for me. And then when a stumbling block comes our way, we are, thrown completely. And you're like, oh my goodness, how am I going to get over this? Will I even be able to get over this? But babies, that was not Barbara. That was not Barbara. Yes, I must say, in the beginning, when she got diagnosed, she had thought, oh, what's going to happen and all these things. But obviously, she pushed on. And like I say, competing in multiple marathons, including the Comrades Marathon, y'all. Y'all, like, if I just think for myself, like, if I take a jog, around the community, I don't even think that I can last for 15 minutes. Let's say 15 minutes. I don't want to count myself too short. But 15 minutes of constant jogging, right? I am, how do they say in Afrikaans? They say ekasplatsak. I'm completely exhausted. My insteps of my feet start paining. My calves, my thighs, my buttocks, everything starts paining. But Barbara trained herself up so much that she was able to accomplish so many milestones in her life, showing us that HIV or being HIV positive does not prevent you from moving forward. It does not stop you from achieving all the goals that you have put aside for yourself. It's all about how you choose to tackle life. Because, I mean, if we think about people being diagnosed with this disease, it's the same as, say, for example, you living in a beautiful house, you lose your house, you lose your car, you get that stumbling block. What you gonna do now? How are you going to dig yourself out of this hole? It's exactly the same thing. It's exactly the same thing, babies. We just need to trust and believe and do everything in our power to keep moving forward. Barbara also continues on saying that she was even invited to speak in Parliament, y'all. On World AIDS Day a few years ago, she was invited to speak in Parliament as an HIV positive individual. And unfortunately, which made it even more worse, was the fact that she had to speak the day after the late great Nelson Madiba Mandela had passed away. And being in a state of mourning with that of the rest of South Africa and the world, Barbara still mustered up the courage, and she was able to give a beautiful talk on her life, what she had accomplished, and just once again being that pillar of hope to people who are living with HIV, and also the family members and friends of people who are living with HIV. She also goes further. Now, y'all, we're almost done. We're almost done. She goes further and she says that, like we just spoke about the different stumbling blocks, she says that in her lifetime with, you know, different relationships that she had been in and things, people would make excuses as to why they cannot date a HIV positive person. But before knowing that she was tested positive, they were okay with dating her. So y'all see, once again, bringing us back to that of the theme, which is, it is stigma that is the real disease. How can a relationship be strong and have a backbone, and just by somebody telling the next person their truth, mustering up the courage and loving you enough to tell you something that is so personal, how do you then turn around and say, you know what, this is not for me? Then that shows me, that what that says to me is, you was never for me in any case. You was never for me in any case. Because I'm not saying that this is a small thing. I'm not by any means saying that this is a small thing, because Barbara and so many other positively tested people out there are relying on the ARV treatment to remain, you know, healthy. So we cannot take away from the fact that this is a life-altering disease. But if you are in a relationship with somebody and that person cannot even stick with you after you mustered up the courage to tell them that you have tested positive, how would that relationship ever have worked? Because what that tells me is, if anything bad was going to happen in this relationship, you was going to bounce. You was going to bounce out of my life quicker than sugar dissolves in hot water. I don't know if that makes any type of sense. I just couldn't think of a proper analogy or proper comparison. But y'all know what I'm saying. So for that sense, I say stigma needs to fall. Not only in the world of HIV positive people, but stigma in general. Stigma towards members of the LGBT community. Stigma with regards to different races, different cultures. Stigma must fall. Stigma has got to fall. We are living in the year 2020. And we have got so much to be thankful for, to be alive at this time. Yes, we are currently in a pandemic. unfortunately, many people has passed away. But we that are still here, I want to say, let us move in love. Let us move in empathy, in compassion for different people. Y'all know what I'm saying? Let us just treat each other as human beings. Because when we move in love, or when we move in light, then we, you know, you're like a positive, let's say a positive light that shines. And that is what we need. That is what we need in this life and time that we are living in today. Lastly, to finish off this review, I just want to quote something. It's not a direct quote, but it is a quote that Barbara puts in one of the last chapters in her book. And it goes with this of what I just said. She says, "We cannot control what others say or do. We do, however, have total control over how we respond." Is that not beautiful? Does that not, in a sense, go with the theme of Tea Time with Effie? Y'all know, since episode 5, talking about figuring out your tea, speaking about mental health on various of the episodes in this podcast series, season 1, that of how do they say, treat those the way you'd like to be treated. Respond in a way that you would like to be responded to. We cannot control what others say or do. We do, however, have total control over how we respond. That is how I want to finish off this review, and also finish and put a close to season 1 of Tea Time with Effie. I would like to say thank you to Barbara Kingsley for allowing me to do this review on her book. Yes, I did tell her, I did ask her permission to do a review, because I didn't just want to do it on, you know, put up a post on Facebook or Instagram or whatever the case may be. I said to her, I'll do it on my podcast. So thank you, Barbara Kingsley, for that. Thank you for coming into my life and being a beacon of hope to everybody out there. Like I said, no matter what walk of life we come through, you always have an ear to listen, and you are such a strong individual. Such a strong individual that anybody can look up to. I say thank you to you for that. And thank you for blessing the world with the book, which is I Am Human. Thank you all so much for tuning in to Tea Time with Effie for this entire season, season 1. Y'all, I cannot say it enough. I am so grateful, and I love y'all so much for the continued support that y'all continue to give me with not only my podcast, but any other things, whether it might be my TikToks that I'm constantly posting on Facebook, whether it might be, you know, performing at a show or whatever the case may be. The love that y'all give does not go unnoticed. I appreciate y'all so much. And until we meet again on season 2, kids, stay posted, and best believe that this is not a one season series, y'all. No, we are definitely coming back for season 2. So whether you are sitting on your bed listening to me in your earphones, you might be driving in your car and have me on the surround sound stereo, or you might even be in the grocery or liquor store listening to me while doing your weekly or monthly shopping. Thank you so much for tuning in to Tea Time with Effie. Y'all be blessed.